Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Countdown begins for counting of votes for Lok Sabha elections put in place. Akashvani News makes elaborate arrangements to provide real-time updates of election results. Supreme Court directs Centre to hold an emergency meeting of Upper Yamuna River Board with concerned states to address water crisis in Delhi. Sensex and Nifty hit record highs. In Syria, 12 pro-Iranian militias killed in an Israeli airstrike. And in ICC T20 World Cup cricket, match between Sri Lanka and South Africa underway in New York. Counting of votes for Lok Sabha polls will be held tomorrow from 8 a.m. onwards. The counting of votes for assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh and Odisha and by-elections in assembly constituencies in different states will also be held tomorrow. All arrangements have been put in place for the counting. We have a report.
The counting of postal ballots will start first across all counting centres. After half an hour of the start of the postal ballot count, the counting of votes recorded in the electronic voting machines will commence. The counting trends and results as per data entered by a returning officer or assistant returning officer for parliamentary constituencies and assembly constituencies will be available on the Election Commission website as well as on the Voter Helpline app. The voting for the 543-member Lok Sabha was conducted over 7 phases, starting from 19th April to 1st June. Over 64 crore voters participated in these polls, including 31 crore women. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Akashvani News has made elaborate arrangements to provide real-time updates of the Lok Sabha poll results as well as assembly elections tomorrow. It is going to broadcast a 15-hour non-stop special bilingual program, namely Lok Nirnay 2024, from 7 in the morning to 10 in the evening. A wide network of correspondents from Akashvani News will be giving live inputs from every nook and corner of the country. The program will also feature insightful discussions with experts and leaders of different political parties regarding the trends and results. The program will be broadcast on Akashvani Gold as well as other channels of Akashvani and its digital platforms. Regional news units of Akashvani are also going to mount special programs on the counting day. Doordarshan has also made special arrangements for the counting day tomorrow. Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi said DD News will start its special program from Vijay Chowk in the city from 6 a.m. onwards. In Madhya Pradesh, all preparations have been completed for the counting of votes for the 29 Lok Sabha seats in the state tomorrow. A report from our Bhopal correspondent.
More than 22,595 officers and employees will take responsibility for the counting of votes for 29 Lok Sabha seats in Madhya Pradesh. 3,883 tables have been set up in the state for counting of EVMs and 242 tables for counting of postal ballots. In the four phases of Lok Sabha elections in the state, elderly, Divyang and service voters have voted from home or through postal ballot. All these postal ballots will be counted first. Three-tier security arrangements have been ensured at the counting venues. 116 observers appointed by Election Commission have already reached counting centres. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
In Rajasthan, preparations have been completed for the counting of votes for 25 Lok Sabha seats in the state, which will be held tomorrow. Counting of votes for the Bagidora Assembly by-election, along with Lok Sabha seats, will begin tomorrow at 8 a.m. Chief Electoral Officer of the state, Praveen Gupta, said more than 13,000 personnel have been deployed for counting. 56 counting supervisors have been appointed in the state by the Election Commission of India. There will be three-tier security arrangements at all counting venues. We have more from our correspondent.
With the counting of votes, the stalwarts, leaders whose fate is to be decided tomorrow include Union Ministers Bhupendra Yadav, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Arjun Ram Meghwal, Kailash Chaudhary and party's State President C.P. Joshi from BJP. On the other hand, the political fate of senior Congress leaders Dr. C.P. Joshi, Udalal Anjana and Govind Ram Meghwal is also to be decided tomorrow. The prestige of two former chief ministers of the state is also at stake in tomorrow's counting of votes. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Jaipur.
In Odisha, the stage is set for the counting of votes in all the 21 Lok Sabha and 147 Assembly constituencies tomorrow. The Election Commission has ensured meticulous and secure procedures across all the counting centres in the state. A robust three-tier security apparatus envelops the 69 strong rooms housing the EVMs and VVPAT devices. These strong rooms, fortified with stringent measures, are closely monitored through CCTV surveillance, complemented by the presence of 25 companies of Central Armed Police Forces and continuous police patrolling. Over 70 Central Armed Police Force companies are slated for deployment until Thursday. More from our Odisha correspondent.
All preparations are over for counting of votes tomorrow for 21 Lok Sabha and 147 Assembly seats in Odisha. Counting of votes will commence at 8 in the morning at 70 centres. Armed police personnel have been deployed at the counting centres where tight security arrangements have been made to ensure that the exercise is completed peacefully. The Election Commission has banned entry of any unauthorised persons to the counting centres. Arrangements have been made for update of poll results at regular intervals on the Election Commission's website. Chief Electoral Officer of Odisha informed that more than 2 crore 50 lakh votes will be counted tomorrow. As the state is going for counting of votes simultaneously for both Lok Sabha and Assembly polls, Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
Meanwhile, the Odisha Legislative Assembly has been dissolved today. Governor Raghubar Das dissolved the Assembly following the recommendation of a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik. A notification in this regard was issued by the Parliamentary Affairs Department of the Odisha Government. In Andhra Pradesh, the Election Commission has made extensive preparations for the counting of votes for the 175 State Legislative Assembly and 25 Parliament constituencies. We have more details from our correspondent.
Andhra Pradesh is all geared up for counting of votes tomorrow. A total of 2,443 EVM tables and 443 postal ballot tables for Parliament and 2,446 EVM tables and 557 postal ballot tables for Assembly constituencies were placed across 401 counting halls in 33 locations of the state. Robust security measures, including 144 section, is in force. Special security arrangements were made in the districts of Palnadu, Chittur and Annamaya, where violence during and after polling day is witnessed. Live feeds from all the cameras with date and timestamp will be monitored in real time to detect and address any irregularities immediately. Counting will commence at 8 a.m. with postal ballot counting followed by EVMs at 8:30. Sai Sisla for Akashvani News, Vijayawada.
The Uttar Pradesh government today appealed to the people of the state not to pay heed to fake news related to the counting of votes and assured that the counting will be conducted in a transparent manner with full security arrangements. DGP Prashant Kumar and Additional Chief Secretary Home Deepak Kumar addressed a press conference today in Lucknow. The DGP said the police have proper information about the elements who are spreading fake news regarding the counting and calling people to gather at counting centres in large numbers. He said stern action will be taken against them. Mr. Kumar said the police are keeping an eye on such elements and no one will be allowed to disturb law and order. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Election results of the world's largest democracy by the oldest and the most trusted broadcaster of the country.
On 4th of June, every minute's update of vote counting from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Know who took the lead and who trailed.
Accurate information from every seat, who won and who lost.
Listen to what we the people of India decided.
Tune into Akashwani Gold and other Akashwani channels for Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. Indian benchmark indices closed at record highs with both Nifty and the Sensex rising over 3%. A report from the business desk.
Movement in the Sensex and the exchanges in India has shown a positive move towards the exit polls which have come out. I think this is a positive move which have happened. The strengths the stock market has shown in terms of investments coming from the overseas markets and the domestic investors in the country. All these have contributed to an extensive growth in the stock market which was never observed since 1875 when the Bombay Stock Exchange came into picture. This will continue even tomorrow once the results are announced and we will see the markets go up.
The Supreme Court today directed the centre to hold an emergency meeting of Upper Yamuna River Board with the states of Delhi, Haryana and Himachal Pradesh to address water scarcity in the national capital amidst unrelenting summer heat and soaring demand. A vacation bench of Justices P.K. Mishra and K.V. Vishwanathan ordered the meeting to be held on the 5th of June. The bench scheduled the case for the 6th of June and said the minutes of the meeting and the suggested steps to be taken by the stakeholder states should also be placed on record. The court was hearing a petition moved by the Delhi government last week for a directive to Haryana to release surplus water provided by Himachal Pradesh through the Wazirabad barrage. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, two terrorists have been killed by a joint team of security forces in an encounter at village Nihama in South Kashmir's Pulwama district today. The encounter started in the morning following the inputs received by intelligence agencies about the presence of terrorists in the area. The identity and the affiliation of slain terrorists is being ascertained. Earlier, a joint team of police and army launched a cordon and search operation in the area. Still with Jammu and Kashmir, several fire incidents in the past 24 hours have devastated vast tracts of forest land and urban areas across six districts of Jammu Division. No injuries or loss of life occurred during any of the incidents which were reported in Jammu, Udhampur, Riyasi, Rajouri, Kathua and Poonch districts of the region. In Syria, 12 pro-Iranian militias were killed in an Israeli airstrike in the northern province of Aleppo in early hours today. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights has said the militias consisting of Syrian and non-Syrian nationals have a significant presence in the areas surrounding the city of Aleppo. The attack hit several sites in the countryside of Aleppo, mainly in the town of Hayyan in northwest Aleppo. The attack comes as part of an escalation of Israeli attacks in positions held by the Lebanese Hezbollah and Iranian militias in Syria since last month. In the ICC T20 World Cup cricket, Sri Lanka was 68 for 7 in 15 overs against South Africa at Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York. Sri Lankan captain Hasaranga won the toss and decided to bat first. Earlier today, Namibia registered a thrilling victory over Oman to begin their T20 World Cup 2024 campaign on a positive note at the Kensington Oval in Barbados. The Gerhard Erasmus-led side won the game in the super over as Namibia slammed 21 runs and Oman could score just 10 in response. Batting first, Oman were bowled out for 109 in 19.4 overs. In reply, Namibia were also restricted to the same team score with Jan Frelink making 45 off 48 balls and Mehran Khan taking 3 for 7 to take the game into the super over. Akashwani will broadcast live commentary of the ongoing ICC T20 Cricket World Cup 2024. Being held in the US and West Indies, the broadcast will cover all India matches as well as the knockout round, semi-finals and the final. Apart from live commentary, it will also broadcast special interactive bilingual programs before the start of the match, during the innings break and after the end of the match. DD Sports is also going to telecast all India matches, semi-finals and the final. In New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju and Prasar Bharati Chairman Avneet Kumar Sehgal launched the promo of the special program to be telecast during the ICC T20 Cricket World Cup 2024. In Ladakh, the scenic Dras Valley came alive with vibrant festivities as the Summer Carnival 2024, organized by the Forever in Operation Division, concluded today. Held under the Operation Sadbhavna initiative, this week-long event aimed at promoting local talent, sports and showcasing the rich cultural heritage of the Dras region, marking the Rajat Jayanti of Kargil Vijay Divas. The carnival kicked off on 28 May 2024 at the Sandor Rare Polo Ground, drawing sports enthusiasts and cultural aficionados alike. Attendees participated in competitions in tent pegging, horse polo and archery, which display remarkable skill, agility and teamwork. The event underscored the Indian Army's dedication to youth empowerment and the promotion of Dras's sports and cultural heritage. Now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Countdown begins for counting of votes for Lok Sabha polls and assembly elections in Andhra Pradesh and Odisha. Tomorrow, all arrangements put in place. Akashwani News makes elaborate arrangements to provide real-time updates of election results. Supreme Court directs Centre to hold an emergency meeting of Upper Yamuna River Board with concerned states to address water crisis in Delhi. Sensex and Nifty hit record highs. In Syria, 12 pro-Iranian militias killed in an Israeli airstrike. And in ICC T20 World Cup cricket, the match between Sri Lanka and South Africa underway in New York. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.